Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I am so thrilled to introduce our guest for the day, Melissa Houston. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here with you today.
Yes, I am as well. So everyone, Melissa is founder of the Fractional CFO Agency, a columnist at Forbes, and the host of the Business Society podcast. Melissa's seen the bottom and climbed her way back up. She personally and financially bounced back from concealing $100,000 in personal debt from her husband. And she shares her story to remind people that your mistakes don't define you. And as humans, we all make mistakes and can recover from them. So we're going to dive into all of that and more. Please, Melissa, start us off with a little bit of background on yourself and, you know, maybe how it was that you got to that point of concealing $100,000 in debt.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, when I started my first career, that was in social work. And I realized very quickly that it was high burnout. So I switched my career choice to business and I ended up majoring in accounting, which, you know, with my personality, it's not exactly the best fit because I'm very social. I love to help people. I'm an introvert, but not to the extent where I was okay working in a cubicle by myself, you know, day in and day out. So I knew that I had like this unhappiness with my career choice. And, you know, working through, you know, in corporate and public accounting and government, I really got some excellent work experience, but I always felt something was missing, right? So unbeknownst to me at the time when I got myself into debt, so this was probably about 5 or 6 years ago now, it started very slowly, right? It was like, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. So I can tell you right now that the reason why I started spending was because I had this emotional void. I was not happy in my career, but at the time I did not have that knowledge, right? Yeah. I felt like on the surface, everything seemed fine, but I started spending and I was buying things, you know, to make myself feel better, like, you know, expensive clothes or bags or shoes or whatever, right? And then my habit increased and it was like, I wanted to beautify my house, my surroundings. And I was on this, like, for lack of a better word, rampage. And I blew through $100,000 worth of credit in 1 year. And even though I knew I was spending and I shouldn't be spending, I allowed myself to continue down this spiral, right? And it got to the point, my husband was questioning me a lot. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, what's going on? You're spending a lot of money. There's a lot of packages coming. And I was like, no, everything's fine. Don't worry. Like we can, you know, we're not, you know, financially in trouble or anything. Like we've got the money to cover it. I was lying, right? It got to the point where I was spending more than what I was bringing in. And, you know, we combine our finances, but you know, he kept me at the time pretty much in charge of it. So it was very easy for me to conceal it from him because he trusted me wholeheartedly. So it got to the point where I absolutely blew through all the credit and I had gotten to the point where there was no credit left and we had to move some money in our accounts. And I couldn't do that without him knowing, right? So I didn't even have the courage to tell him. I told him at the bank when, you know, there was the bankers mm-hmm. around and he couldn't really react. But I remember his face. He was so hurt, so disappointed that I had done this because we had always planned our finances together. We always had the same end goal and we were working towards it. So, you know, obviously that was, and this is a very hard label for me to carry. That's financial infidelity, right? Mm-hmm. And to be labeled wow. as such was really shocking to me because, you know, when you think of infidelity, you think of cheating on a husband, you know, and I never had considered that what I was doing was that bad, but it really was. So mm-hmm.
Interesting. I haven't heard that term before.
Yeah, it's a scary label, but it's still so true, right? And when, like, you know, seeing his face, like, that was my point where I was like, I need to turn this ship around. I don't know what's going on with me, but I cannot do this anymore. So It took me a while, but I went on this self-discovery kind of journey, and I really wanted to figure out what was going on. So through working on myself and figuring out what was going on within me was when I realized that I wasn't in a career that I was really happy with. And because your career, like, you're spending more time at the office than you do at home, that's a big gap of happiness in your life, right? So, you know, some of us turn to overeating or drinking or, you know, whatever. For me, it was money. I was spending money, spending money, spending money to make myself feel better. And, you know, so hindsight's 2020. Yeah. At the time, I wish I knew I was doing that because I would have stopped a lot earlier.
Yeah, for sure. That's so fascinating. And what was it, just curious, that you started doing to kind of uncover what the root cause was?
So I started with, you know, okay, at first I thought, okay, maybe it's because I put on weight since we got married and, you know, since we had kids and stuff. So it must be diet and exercise. So that's the route I chose to take. And then through that, it took me about a year, but I ended up meeting up with this fitness coach who was like, I'm doing a coaching program and I need a couple of clients for practice. Would you like to join me? And I was like, yeah, sure. I had no idea what coaching was. I thought it was just going to be another fitness and exercise thing fitness and nutrition thing that I was going to fail at, right? And when we started working together, like, the coaching is so different, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, really being proactive, looking at what's going on. So it took me a couple of sessions to realize, wow, this is different than anything I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And then through peeling back the layers of figuring out what was going on that, you know, really made me feel so unhappy, that's how I discovered, like, you know, just peeling back, that I always wanted to go out on my own and start a business of my own, but I never allowed myself the courage to do it, right? I was so afraid of failure. I was so afraid of what could go wrong. And I was probably afraid of what could go right as well. And I felt like, you know, I was being selfish. I had a great job. You know, what did I have anything to complain about? But it was through that work where I discovered the real root problem.
Very interesting. So I'm curious, before the show, we also talked about, you know, you being able to help other people who find themselves in a similar situation. Can you tell us about, you know, what it is that, you know, people come to you with, what kind of stories they come to you with?
Absolutely. Like, you know, I get a lot of feedback like this, so relatable. So many people get themselves into debt. I mean, like, we've got a crisis going on with household debt levels, right, in North America. So it's not an uncommon story. But what they like about it is because it's so relatable, like, to be honest and coming forth with this fact that I did this, yet I'm still married, I'm still successful in my own way. And, you know, I moved on from it. I don't define myself from that mistake. And I'm okay with that mistake. I'm okay with the journey that I took learning about why I made that mistake. And that's the life changer, right? It's the fact that it happened, but I don't carry it as shame anymore.
Yeah, for sure. Very interesting. And, you know, one thing you also said before the show, which I thought was interesting, was that it's actually, correct me if I'm wrong, but somewhat common to see this concealing of debt within the financial industry.
Absolutely. I've had many finance colleagues come to me. And that was the first thing I was afraid of, right? When I came out with my story, I'm like, what are my colleagues going to think? This is so embarrassing. And it's like, are they going to make fun of me? But I've had such a positive response, and so many finance professionals, you know, whether they're, you know, bankers or bookkeepers or, you know, CPAs or financial advisors, what have you, they've come to me and they've said, oh my God, thank you for sharing that, because I felt very alone. I thought I was the only one who did it. I got myself into a mess like that and I had to get myself out, or I'm in that mess right now. Thank you for inspiring me and helping me get out. And that's why I share this story, because I want people to understand that your mistakes don't define you.
For sure. Yeah. And do you think it's, like, just as common in the finance industry as other places, or I mean, do you think there's...
I absolutely do. And I think it's because money is so emotional, right? Like we always hear about how we should be managing our money, mm-hmm. but we don't hear a lot about how we should be managing our emotions around money. Mm-hmm. So everybody has a money story. You know, you can have a money story as early as your childhood. And if you're not thinking about your money story, and if you've got a money story that's holding you back from being the best version of you that you can be, then, you know, you're not going to be able to overcome these stories that we have that we're unfairly carrying around with us. So everybody feels some sort of emotion when it comes to money. It can offer you security, or you feel stress about it. Or if you grew up in a household where parents, you know, either fought about it or there was never enough money, you know, there's that stress around that as well. So regardless of what you've been through, you really need to have a look at what's going on within yourself so you can get over these stories, release them, and move on into how you really want to live your life.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. And how would you suggest that people go about doing that?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing is really thinking about what's holding you back, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, I've had different kind of money stories throughout my life, and I didn't realize it until I started doing the internal work. So once you realize that if you need help to overcome these stories, you need to reach out and get help. There's no shame in having these stories. Like I mentioned, you're in good company. Everybody has one. But if you allow it to control you, that's where you get into trouble. So if you need help to release these stories, then absolutely reach out and get the help you need.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com. And sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, for sure. And who would you reach out to?
You could reach out to someone like myself or somebody who really specializes in money mindset or mindset coaching and stuff. I mean, especially if you're a business owner, right? Because being a business owner, it's such a part of who you are. So if you have any sort of money story that's yeah. holding you back from being the best business owner that you can possibly be, you know, like, for example, if you're afraid of selling things because of some story, like you've heard that salespeople are awful or, you know, what have you, then that's going to affect your revenue numbers, right? You're going to be unconsciously holding yourself back from selling your offer. Or if you're like, okay, well, I'm always going to be in debt. I'm never going to change that story. You know, like debt is just a part of my life. That's a money story as well that you need to change. You need to get out of debt. So you stop, you know, like it's very expensive to carry debt. Nobody talks about that. They just talk about their debt levels, but it can cost you thousands of dollars a year to carry debt. But if you don't realize that, you won't be able to fix it. So just, you know, knowing that there's something going on and you need to change it and you need to get that help is absolutely the first step.
Yeah, for sure. Just to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, when you first started coaching, how was it different than, you know, the fitness and nutrition stuff that you were doing before?
You know, I didn't find it was all that different because it really all came down to emotions, right? Like I mentioned earlier, you know, some people choose to overeat or some people choose to overexercise, you know, mm-hmm. whatever your vice is to avoiding what's really going on, it's just a common thread that plays through, you know, your mental health, your physical health, your financial health, your sexual health. Like we have all these health pillars and a lot of it is ruled by emotion.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very fascinating, interesting. And I want to hear about how you climbed out of it.
Yes. So, I mean, we were very fortunate in the fact that, you know, when we first got married, our financial goals were very aligned. So we were very disciplined in saving our money and creating that financial future that we were hoping for. So given the fact that, you know, mortgage rates are super low right now and interest rates are, you know, way too high, and especially at the time when we did this, we chose to refinance our house to pay off that debt so we could save a lot of money in, you know, those interest expense bills. However, even though, you know, we refinanced our house, doesn't mean that we're not putting extra money towards our mortgage, because I still put us back $100,000 for our financial plan. So we're still doing a lot of sacrifices, right? Like, I mean, it's very easy for my husband because my husband is not a spender, but for me, it's challenging because I like to spend money. Mm-hmm. I like to buy things, but I'm no longer able to do that until I've paid that debt back. So a lot of, you know, these extra payments are going to pay the mortgage down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you basically just had to get really disciplined for a period of time.
I had to get really disciplined, and I also had to identify my triggers, right? So when I fell into that place of boredom, or, you know, feeling like, you know, I just wasn't satisfied in life, I really had to think about what was going on with me at that time. Now, because I took the plunge and I became a business owner and I followed my dreams, I have to say that I've never felt happier. And those shopping days are pretty much gone, right? I don't feel the need to start shopping so I can, you know, make myself feel better.
Yeah.
So it's really important to me, if I do start having those, just even a little inkling of that feeling, why am I feeling this? What's really going on? You know, identifying the real issue instead of just automatically saying, okay, I don't feel so good, I might as well just go spend some money and feel better, because it doesn't work that way.
For sure. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit before the show again, but can you just speak a little bit to how you and your husband recovered from that financial infidelity?
Yes. I mean, that was definitely tough. It was definitely a trust breaker in our relationship. And, you know, I'm sure if you're speaking to my husband about it, he'd be like, yeah, I definitely didn't trust her for a good long time. You know, a lot of it was, I had to be accountable to what I was spending. I had to, if anything came through the door from Amazon, you believe that he was checking what was going on. Like, why are you buying this? Even right down to, like, I don't know, a $10 toothbrush or whatever, right? It's like, you know, being monitored like that did not feel good. Now, we did, you know, we are very open communication and talking about things. And we did a little therapy. My husband does not love therapy, so that didn't really stick with us. But we are able to communicate within us. And, you know, we built slowly back the trust, or I built it back with him. And, you know, he still, you know, to this day, we'll talk about it. And if I order something, sometimes he'll say, like, hey, why are you ordering that? Do you really need it? Because that's just part of our conversation now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's amazing that you recovered from it. And it's a testament to the fact that, you know, a mistake doesn't define you, and you can recover from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's turn a little bit towards the work that you're doing now. Tell us what you do with the Fractional CFO Agency and, you know, working with business owners and others.
Yeah, so it's really important to me to help business owners understand how important it is to create profit in their business and how they can increase their profit margins so that they keep more money for themselves and they can build their own net worth. So I teach business owners how to manage the finances in their business so that they don't go bankrupt, because 82% of businesses fail due to financial mismanagement. So I offer one-on-one coaching, and I offer done-for-you service. The done-for-you service is the Fractional CFO. But with that, I always advise my clients and talk to them and inform them so that they understand what's going on in their business and they make profitable decisions for their business, right? Because if you're a business owner and you don't understand how your decisions are affecting your profitability, that is a bit of a problem. So it's really important as business owners to understand their numbers.
Yes, absolutely. And so what is a fractional CFO for people who aren't familiar with that term?
So for people who aren't familiar, so CFO is a chief financial officer. So that's the most senior financial position that you have in your business. And fractional just means you're getting it on a part-time basis, right? So you get the best of both worlds. So for businesses who are not ready to invest in a full-time CFO or don't need it, they can have it on a part-time. They're not sacrificing the education level or the insight or the strategies that a CFO offers, but they get it on a fractional service.
For sure. And what about business owners who, you know, I mean, it's pretty common in the sort of mom and pop world, or maybe just with small business owners, to run a lot of like your expenses through the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so just curious, like, you know, since that probably is something that you come across, how do you advise people to handle that
when they're expensing their business costs, or if they're
running, like, you know, expenses through their business, like
that they shouldn't?
Well, you know, I mean, that are kind of, I guess maybe that are not necessarily directly related to the business. Yeah, maybe that they shouldn't, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you offer guidance and support. And, you know, like ultimately what happens is it's for the tax accountant who picks up on these things and pulls them out, because that's where it's regulated through your taxes. So when I'm working with clients, yes, I advise them, don't, you know, claim these expenses because your tax accountant is just going to force them out. But I do advise on, hey, how do you want to grow your business? Where do you want to be at this time next year? How are we going to get you there? So having that strategic plan in place so that you can grow and scale your business at a safe rate and a low risk level is really important for business owners.
I see. Got it. And so is that, would you say that's like, what are some common themes that you're seeing with business owners as far as, you know, when they come to you and they're like, I want to get, you know, in control of my books, et cetera?
I would say the most common thing I see is the overwhelm. They feel overwhelmed and they feel fearful. They don't want to look at what's going on in their business because they're so afraid that they're going to see that they're not doing as well as what they hoped. So that's why the first thing I do with clients, every single client, is we talk about mindset, figure out where they are with their mindset and try to get over those things that are holding them back, because avoidance is a mindset issue as well, right? If you're avoiding what's going on in your business, that's a red flag that you may have a limiting belief or something holding you back. So that's absolutely one of the first important steps. And then holding their hand and helping them and, you know, taking them through the numbers, explaining what's going on to them, and trying to show that, you know, you need to take the emotion out of looking at your numbers and just look at them for what they are. It's feedback. And your feedback is telling you where you can improve or where you're doing really well. And business is constantly evolving. You're always going to be having new challenges in your business and striving for better and, you know, just better processes, better improvements, better profit margins, what have you. So it's just part of the process to be familiar with your numbers.
For sure. I think that your focus on mindset and just really tying that into the coaching that you're doing seems to really set you apart from other fractional CFOs.
I think so too, because I've worked with so many accountants who don't take their clients into consideration. They're just looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
And they're talking to their clients at the level that they speak, not at the level where the client speaks. So I always thought that that was really unfair. And that's why I wanted to do my practice differently.
Yeah, for sure. Very, very interesting. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for coming on the show and sharing all about, you know, your story, which is very inspiring and relatable, as you have said, and about how you're helping business owners.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a great talk.
Yeah, absolutely. So please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Absolutely. So if you go to my website at melissahoustoncpa.com, you can download a free resource, which is the 5-step roadmap to biz finance freedom. And that should help you get on your way for understanding your finances. And to follow me on social media for LinkedIn, I'm at Melissa Houston CPA, and the same for Instagram.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. Really loved chatting with you today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.